Wir kennen gerade da und sagt das nach da man war wir gehen und basic good taste mass the words of the Mishnah that if someone okay he did a hair cutting on the carbon and then this taste quotes words in the Mishnah benim tzapasa comes that tzapasa we then nishpach them because the blood of the carbon was spilled out of yotz or went out of the perimeter that's supposed to be in or it never became tummy so then as the words of the Mishnah teklach the psula so then the hair cutting is invalid and the reason is the rabbi shas teklach the since the time the hair cutting when there's a gabalech when the damech it ultimately came out that not even one of the bloods were sprayed appropriately havalik gilchul listim it's like the case of when the bandit cut is here the gilchul listim lachem lois now if bandit cut is here after he finished his 30-day period amrin rish pikmin say in the beginning of the perig akundra blaza say zayin it takes away 7 days or bunch lachem it takes away 30 days. And the Mishnah says, "Zvach b'lo eloi." The kabbalists don't work for him. Meaning, "Shar hazvach." The other kabbalists, "Shikar b'achri hatiklachas psula," that he sacrificed after the imbeld, "tiklachas lo eloi." They don't work for him, and the reason is, "Zayel boy tzach lahashes." Since he had to wait that shiglas out until he grows his hair, "Ubakavash hazvach lohaya rola tiklachas." Now, regarding the sacrificing of the other kabbalists, it wasn't fit for hair cutting. Yesh lach shmazoch and kileikam kaid matech malisus, like as if the kabbalists were sacrificed within or before the end of the 30-day period. Now the Mishnah continues. Says the quotes Gila Chalachata Shalei Lishma V'Chulu. Now let's say you did the hair cutting for the Chatas that was done Shalei Lishma, not for its namesake. Because what's important about the Chatas? Says the Kaimel and Zvachim. The opening Mishnah Masechet Zvachim tells us Kol Zvachim Shlizkul Shalei Lishma G'shem. All kavanos that are slaughtered not for its namesake are valid. El Shalei Balam Shalei Chayiv just doesn't fulfill the owner's obligation. The Chosma Pesach B'Chatas, Pesach Chatas, which I actually consider as possible. So then the halacha is that it's going to be puzzle and it's not going to be oila. Now, as the words of the Mishnah are, but gilech alo oila shleshma, let's say you did the hair cutting for a carbon, oila was done not for his namesake, oila shlam, or for shlam, and then you go and you slaughter the rest of the shlam for the namesake, the klachtim so look, the hair cutting is invalid, this taste explained, the oila oila shlam, didn't fulfill the obligation, oila shlam did nazir, the oila shlam did nazir, have like a gilech alo oila shlam in the nadava, it's like as if you did hair cutting for, yeah, it's kosher, but it's like a nadava, but the oila, therefore it's not going to be effective. But as Tosh quotes words of the Mishnah, Mishnah says, "Lisa says, no, it's only that comment in the Shalosh Lishma, which is Lord Shalosh Lishma La'oloi. That doesn't fit. That doesn't fulfill for him Lishim Chod for his obligation, and therefore B'tzok Levi Zebachachem Kamei. We have to do another one in its place. But as the words of Mishnah, Mishnah calls Zebachem Olay, but the other kabbalas will work for him. And Kriyab Shem Gemara, like Kriyab Shem says the Gemara, and they said Megalei Hashem in Nadava, that even if you do the hair cutting on donated Shalom, which what this essentially wasn't good Shalosh Lishma, Yasa, you have fulfilled your obligation. As the And the next test of Masel is Achar, which is after Asayse Shloshim, after you do, the Mishnah says, if you did the hair cutting after you did all three, and as the words of Mishnah, Benim Sech, and Kasher, turns out one of them is Kasher, Bachim, some of the rest of Apostle, still as the words of Mishnah, Tekalach, Tekshay, the hair cutting is going to be valid, and Asayse is going to live because it's going according to everyone. Now the words of the Gemara were, that Rabbi Rahabah says, this tells us, Rabbi Shimon Hol is Nazar that did the Giluach of Shalmei Nadava. As Tesis quotes, "Ksav Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon holds Nazir Shigilu Hashem in the Dava Yatsa. Nazir that did his hair cutting on Shalmei Dava, he does those obligations. Shadi Oil B'Shalmei Nazir Shakum Shalishman Harin Kedava." And you see that indicative in the Halacha Mishnah, because when you do it Shalishman, it's like in the Dava. So obviously Yaitzu in the Dava, because it says here Yaitzu. So the words of the Gemara, my time. What's the reason? Because Damakur, because the pasuk says, as the Gizmer Ramshber gives that the pasuk says Al Sevach Tad Shlama, and it doesn't say Shlam according to Tesis Girsa, and as Taisa explained, when the Shani Kra, and the fact that the pasuk changed Bidibura in its words according to Gizmer Ratchberg. So that tells us that even if it's not his Shlamov, it's any Shlam is going to work. Taisa says, the Gemara Menachas Davayin Ches says, L'Rabbi Shalmei Nazir. It's coming to include Shalmei Nazir, like Shui Lishman, L'Kamad Ram, to compare it to the Halach of Lishman for many different things. And what did the Machshel of the Meimah? So to it's compared to say, but Toydish Shlam that the Toyd that's Shlam, you do the hair cutting on it. Just fulfill the obligation, like we're saying, it works for any Shlam that's even an Adava.